Quarter to eight here on Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. I'm Nick Healy and I'm still with you right through till 9 o'clock this morning. I'm not going anywhere. Look, something else that's not gone anywhere for about 10 years is ABC's TV show Good Game. If you're familiar with it, you know that it talks all things video gaming, and 10 years is one hell of an achievement for any show, let alone something as ephemeral as video games. Now, I'm chatting right now with Janet Carr. She's the producer and indeed show creator. A, good morning, and B, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Nick. Oh, what a lovely intro. Thank you.
Look, I've got some stats here which kind of blew my mind. So tonight is the 395th episode of Good Game itself. But of course, you've got spin-off shows including Spawn Point and Pocket. And you add those together, and it's over 1,000 shows.
Yeah. It's a lot of shows.
Do you need to lie down?
I do need to lie down. It's a lot of shows. Thank goodness there's been a lot of games.
There's been a lot of games. Apparently over 1,000 reviewed on 26 different gaming platforms. I'm just loving this. This is amazing. Now, what's amazing? So 2006 is obviously when you kicked off. Now, there had been many, many attempts to bring video gaming to television in some form or another. I know I was part of one of the worst ones. But what was it about Good Game that you thought, no, this is where I can flip it, this is where I can make it work?
Well, Nick, in all honesty, I hadn't actually watched any other gaming show.
So that's probably good.
Well, maybe. But I think the other key thing was that we are extremely lucky that we are on the ABC. So it means that our funding is all, you know, via the taxpayer. Thank you, taxpayers. Yeah, but via the ABC. So we were not under that pressure to bring in funding through any kind of advertising, which I think was the case for many, many programs, or some of the programs before us anyway. And I also think that It was kind of like the right time for gaming in a way. Gaming, I mean, you know, Nick, because you were all part of that industry, but it was perceived back then, there was a fantastic niche press about video gaming. But in the mainstream, there wasn't really a lot of understanding about gaming and quite the compelling experiences that games were. But that was just a sort of about to crack open, really. Gaming became something that, in the 10 years anyway, that is played by just about everybody now, do you think?
Oh, look, absolutely. And I think what amazed me about 2006, because I had to go back and do a bit of research. I was like, this is ancient history when it comes to video games. I can't remember any of this. It wasn't until November that year that the Wii launched.
That's right.
And the Wii is what really, I think, Nintendo Wii opened up gaming to mainstream.
Yeah.
And I just, that's what blew my mind, was that I think in my head I'd thought Good Game definitely sort of, you know, came in when gaming was going mainstream. But you were ahead of the curve by a little while on that.
We were. I think as far as mainstream media is concerned, the 360 had launched. Mm. We didn't have one because we couldn't afford to buy one. We had to borrow one. But the 360 was out, and the PlayStation 3 came out that year as well. So it was a good year that there was all this kind of, you know, big console changes and big leaps forward as far as gaming was concerned. And the other thing I think was the connectivity that the internet brought to gamers. We had all been playing online together, but, you know, World of Warcraft was at its absolute height then, you know, millions and millions
of
gamers.
The population of small countries played that. Yeah.
Exactly. And it is the reason why Good Game is on Tuesday night. Because do you remember back then?
Oh, my God, the server downtime.
Server downtime. Tuesday nights, we were all going, nothing to play.
So I'd forgotten about that. Of course, that was when it was a convenient time for North America to take servers down for maintenance.
Exactly.
Exactly when Australians would want to be playing.
Drove us all nuts, so start a TV show about games.
Oh, my.
That's actually there in the proposal, yeah.
Now, tonight's show is huge. You've brought in a lot of old friends of the show.
Yeah.
What can people get? What are people expecting?
It's completely different. We'll probably get the people going, oh, where's the reviews? It's like a traditional entertainment program. We've got a band, we've got a studio audience, we've got a couple of silly games. I mean, you know, I've worked in television a long time, Nick, and it was a little bit indulgent of me, but I really wanted to make, or I wanted the whole team to make, a big show celebrating video games, but in a kind of, let's do it with an entertainment format, and everyone can go, what? You know, what are they up to?
I love it though. Your tripod is the house band.
Yeah, we love, love, love tripod. And they wrote us a song.
Oh, my.
Oh, they did. It really is. Like, the first time I heard it, I had a bit of a cry.
And of course, your wonderful hosts, yeah. Barjo and Hex, yeah. beloved by millions. What can we see from them tonight?
Well, Barjo actually is down in Melbourne at the moment making another program for the ABC, a kids program, a kids sci-fi adventure, which is fantastic. But of course, he came back for this. So they're dressed up. They've, it was a challenge for them, I think, working with so many cameras and a live audience. And, you know, normally we're in our little dark corner and, you know, if they make a fluff, we can just do it all again. But no, it was, we recorded it as live. So it's very exciting. I hope the viewers really enjoy it. I hope that, you know, for everyone, it's a real celebration of, you know, not just 10 years of game of good game, but 10 years of gaming and how far and how much fun we've had as gamers, Nick.
Absolutely. And how much that landscape has changed in 10 years.
It has. But it's also, games are like, they're the entertainment medium of our time, right?
They are.
You know, apart from radio.
No, apart from radio as well. You can game and listen to radio at the same time. You really can. It's perfect. Janet, thank you very much. Here's to 10 more years of good game. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.